10 minutes in front of the hour of 9 o'clock here at 1480 KAUS, and it is time to discover Austin, as mentioned, as always for a Friday, and as always joined by the manager of the Austin Air, or as mentioned, Discover Austin. There we go, Nancy Schnabel. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. It's a colder morning than we've had in a while, so you got.
Let's see here. Let's try this one.
There we go. Can you hear me?
There we go.
Awesome,
okay.
Awesome. Yeah,
I'm supposed to know what I'm doing here. My bad.
No worries. As long as the mic's on and we got...
We're ready to go.
We do. We've got an incredible guest here. Ro Naylor is here with the American Legion Riders, and we're going to talk about some fun events that are happening at the Legion. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. So I know you usually have pancakes, but you also have some other stuff coming up.
Yep. We've been doing pancakes... the first Sunday of every month, we're skipping April because we have a big steak fry. And then back in May, excuse me, on Mother's Day, we will be doing all-you-can-eat pancakes and all moms will eat free. And there's all kinds of food there.
There'll be pancakes,
biscuits and gravy, eggs, all kinds of stuff. But our big event coming up soon here is on April 6th. We have our American Legion Riders Bob Quam Memorial Scholarship Steak Fry. Mm. So... every year, the Legion Riders give 3 scholarships away for $2,500 a piece, and this is one of our big fundraisers for it. So we'll be serving steaks between 5 and 8 o'clock on Saturday. The tickets are $20. And if you haven't got one and you want to get there, stop down the Legion or get a hold of one of the Legion Riders. If there's tickets left, they're the ones that have them. So... and then also with that event, we're doing a gun raffle. And the tickets are selling fast on that. So we're hoping to have a really good event and make a lot of money, help pay for these scholarships for these kids.
Absolutely. So you said it's Saturday, April 6th.
Yep.
And you want people to get tickets in advance if possible.
Yes, because once they're sold out, there won't be any more. Because as it is, we cook almost 300 steaks in less than 3 hours.
Yeah, that's a lot of steaks in 3 hours, boy. Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's not just the steak you get. You also get the baked potato and the vegetables and the dinner roll and everything.
Yep, and the salad and a lot of homemade desserts. The guys will be walking around with desserts afterwards. And it's been known that a lot of people take sometimes 2-3 desserts because they're really good. And we don't care. That's what it is.
And he said homemade, too. He didn't say
it. Exactly,
we get so many people that donate the desserts, and people love it. So we do really good with that. So. Mm-hmm.
And it's all for a fundraiser. I mean, this helps go towards these scholarships. Yeah. So
100% of all proceeds goes to the scholarship fund. Nobody makes a nickel. The Legion, you know, the Legion doesn't make anything. It's 100% into the scholarship fund.
Nice.
So
that's incredible.
It's a really good thing.
The only people that get paid is the food vendor because I can't get them to give us the food yet.
We'll work on that. So we need to talk to that steak vendor, right?
Well, we cut our own steaks even to cheapen it up more.
Oh my gosh, there you
so
go.
We ordered these big steak butts and Friday night, there'll be a few of us in there with the meat slicer, and we'll cut all our own steaks.
That is impressive. Gosh, that is dedication.
It's fresh meat. It'll be a lot of fun.
Man. And you said it was only $20?
$20 for all you can eat.
What a deal. All you can eat.
All you can eat. Wow.
Can you, like, have a donation bucket there, too?
You know, we pilfer so much money. I shouldn't say pilfer. we ask and beg and borrow money all the time for our events. So,
but you guys do a lot of things for the community.
Oh, very much so.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. We do a lot of things for our veterans, kids. We've given to the program at the school. You can give them food and clothing and stuff.
Oh, like the Packer Pantry? And you guys do the thing at Christmas, too, with Santa.
A huge Santa, yep. Yeah. We generally have 300 to 400 kids for Santa.
That's amazing.
And we work in conjunction with Toys for Tots. We help raise Toys for Tots, and they help us with our Santa Claus event. It's the Legion Riders in Austin just The guys all work really hard, and I'm very proud of them, and we have a good time doing it.
You should be. Fantastic. With all the great stuff you guys do. My goodness, that's unbelievable, man.
And I know you talked a little bit, very briefly, about the Mother's Day thing, but I know our office always gets questioned, where can we go for Mother's Day brunch, and you guys have that taken care of.
Yep, the Austin American Legion right across from the fairgrounds. Just come out there, and all moms eat free, so... I guess if they don't want to have their families and they just want to eat in peace and quiet, they can do that too.
I'm thinking I can eat and no dishes. This there sounds you a go. Little
that's,
heavenly.
Yeah. That's probably
well,
the
yeah,
best.
You,
yeah.
You don't have to do nothing. You come in and sit down, and we'll bring you the food. And,
oh, my
and,
gosh.
We're going to – there'll be pancakes, of course, sausage, eggs, biscuits and gravy. I do believe they're going to – for Mother's Day, they're going to do some fruit. I think they're going to do some little cinnamon rolls. You know, you got orange juice, milk, coffee, so.
And so do we have to get tickets in advance for that,
nope.
too? Nope, that one's just to
you
show
just
up.
Walk in the door, and we'll throw pancakes at you.
That there sounds go. Good. And wow. Do we have to get up early to get the pancakes, or?
Serve 9 to noon.
I can even sleep in a little bit.
And then if you get your tummy full and want to relax, just stay there for another hour, and you can play bingo.
Well, there we go. Exactly. I love it. That sounds like a perfect Mother's Day. Mm-hmm, so. Absolutely. So are you ever looking for more riders, or how does the American Legion Riders work?
So anybody that can join, that is eligible to join the Legion. So if you're a veteran, you can be a Legionnaire. Veteran's wife. Or a female officer, you can also be auxiliary, and or like I am, my grandpa served. So if your grandpa or your dad served, you can be a Sons of American Legion. So if you qualify for any of them, then if you have a motorcycle, you can join the Legion Riders.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all part of the American Legion family. We're just another identity in it.
There we go.
I love it.
And we're always welcoming new members. We get a lot of people that want to join us. We get some that realize it's a lot of work because we're not just fun. You know, we like to go on our rides, but we do 4 or 5 runs every year to raise money for either Toys for Tots. We got one coming up for Alzheimer's. That's on June 1st. We have we raise money for cancer victims, and we do scholarships, and then we do our Prevent 22, which is to help with veteran suicide. So we have several events, and of course these events, you know, it takes work to put them together and work them. So some guys drop out because it is dedication, and some of them don't feel that they can put the dedication that's needed. So we do lose people, but 10-12 years ago we started out with 8 of us that started the Legion Riders in town here, and I think we're sitting around 20 to 22. We've grown slow, but the guys I got are great guys.
Yeah,
all hard workers, dedicated.
It sounds like hearts of gold. I mean,
exactly.
All the incredible things you guys do for the community is just phenomenal.
It is phenomenal, yeah.
And good food too.
Yeah,
homemade
there you go.
Good
that's,
food
that's,
with fresh cut meat.
Right?
I love it. If people have more questions, how do they find out more?
So they can either give me a call, which I'm Ro Naylor. It's 507-438-5804. Or you can get a hold of the American Legion, and they all have my number. For scholarship applications, or if you want to learn anything about the Legion Riders, we do have a little website. It's MN, American Legion Riders 91.org. And if you go on that website, you click the top right button, it'll drop down like the scholarship applications and different things. So kids can file right on there for scholarships right there. And it gives a little information on some of our other events. As long as we get it updated in a manner of time.
Perfect. So. That sounds wonderful. And we'll stay in communication so we get all of those events on the Austin community calendar as well. So be sure to check it out and support them. Stop out there for that delicious steak dinner and then mark your calendars for Mother's Day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.